Would you ever say, where are y'all's coats or you all's coats?
Well, yeah.
What would you say?
Well, somebody come in, say, where's my coat?
Uh-huh.
Two or three people come in and say, where's our coat?
Uh-huh.
And I tell them, they hang it up a certain place in my house.
Uh-huh.
And I'll go in there and get them now unless I'm well acquainted with them. If I'm not well acquainted with them, if I'm well acquainted with them, I say, go on in there and get it.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm not, I go get it and bring it to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would you ask them where their coats are, though? You'd say, where are...
Where is my coat?
Well, you're asking them.
Yeah, asking them, where is your coat at?
Uh-huh. What about y'all's coats or you all's?
Well, you all. I'd say, where is your old coat?
Uh-huh. And if there's a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you wanted to know the people that had gone, you'd ask somebody.
Yeah, I'd ask them who all was at the party.
Uh-huh. And if there's a group of children playing that belongs to more than one family, you'd ask about them.
Yeah.
Children, are they?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
Well, now, how are these children?
Mm-hmm.
Are they well-behaved or misbehaved?
Or do you want to know who they belong to?
Oh, yeah.
You'd say?
It's like a bunch of children come here once in a while.
Uh-huh.
And then once in a while, one will bring a stranger in here.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the first thing I'd do is find out who that stranger is.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you ask about the children? Who all's children are they? Or
yeah, who all the children belong to.
Uh-huh. And if you were asking about a speaker's remarks, you know, everything that he said, you'd ask.
How was that?
If someone had given a speech and you hadn't been able to listen to it, and you were asking later, you know, you were asking someone about everything that he said, you'd ask, well, did he say?
Well, I'd ask what subject he was all talking mm-hmm. on. I'd be about the best answer I could give you for that.
Would you ever say, what all did he say?
Yeah. What all did he say?
Uh-huh. And you say, if no one else will look out for them, you say, they've got to look out for.
Well, if nobody else will look out for them, and I know them well, I said, well, if you all want to, I said, I've got plenty of bedroom. I said, come
mm-hmm.
spend the night with me and get an early start in the morning. Where are you going?
Mm-hmm. And you say, if nobody else will do that for him, you say, he better do that. No one else can do it for him, so he better do it.
He better stay where he got a place he can stay.
Uh-huh. Or say, if you're talking about some kind of work, you say no one's going to help him put up that fence, so he's got to do it.
By himself.
And you say those children are old enough so they can look out for
themselves.
And say if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you tell them, go ahead and...
The first thing I do would be ask somebody, I do it myself, ask a blessing.
Uh-huh.
And I say, the gate's open, go ahead and eat.
Well, if they're standing up, you tell them to...
Sit down.
Uh-huh. So you say, so then he did what?
Then after I tell them to sit down, well, I'd either call on somebody around there, as I said, to ask a blessing, or I'd do it myself.
Uh-huh.
And then, just a common way of saying it and all, I said, now the gate's open, help yourself. But I believe in that blessing.
Uh-huh. You said he was standing up and then he, what, down? Then he...
He's supposed to, in a crowd that way, he's supposed to rise
uh-huh.
and ask a blessing.
Well, say,